After trickling in for 2 days, aid to the shattered island began pouring in Thursday, with international aid organizations and the Indonesian military ferrying in water, food, and medicine. Scores of people sought refuge in temporary shelters such as this one on the island's capital, Gunung Sitoli. As many as 30% of the town's buildings were destroyed when the quake struck late Monday. It came just 3 months after a magnitude 9 quake in the same area sparked a tsunami that killed over 300,000 people across the Indian Ocean region. Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono visited the island Thursday and promised to take quick action to help residents, including getting the electricity running again. The president says, in this emergency situation, the people of Indonesia must unite to overcome their hardships and rebuild their lives. While Nias bore the brunt of the damage, 500 of the 518 reported deaths occurred there, according to a UN survey. Simulu and Sumatra Islands were also affected. Brian Williams owns a resort on Simulu.
I just had a call from the governor of the island that said the world's not helping Simulu. We need help in Simulu, so I'm organizing boats now.
There is death, destroyed buildings, and traumatized survivors, including Juan Pedro Garcia.
At the moment, I think it's just too uneasy. There's too much damage. It's just no one knows what's going on. It's all up in the air at the moment. We just don't know.
The full extent of the damage remains unclear as rescue efforts continue.